I'm kidding. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. 3 John 1. You there? I'm not.
Glory.
Praise the Lord. All right. I'm humming. Okay. Unintentionally. The elder to the beloved Gaius, whom I love in truth. That's better. Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health just as your soul prospers. Okay, let me read you the Passion Translation here. Beloved friend, I pray that you are prospering in every way and that you continually enjoy good health just as your soul is prospering. So it appears to me that your soul has to prosper if you're going to prosper. Okay, so now we're continuing our faith journey. We're talking about faith. We're going to talk about faith till we get to Southwest Believers Convention. One of the things that you always want to do is you want to prepare for the week of total immersion. You prepare for that. You prepare to go and get filled up with the Word. Total immersion changes everything. It puts new tracks in your thinking. You know, you can learn a language if you totally immerse in it. If you totally do, you can learn a language very quickly. Well, learning the language of faith, if you'll go to the Believers Convention, in a week you'll be different. In fact, by Tuesday you're different.
Yes, sure.
Praise the Lord. And so we prepare ourselves for that. And so we know by now all the things that we've learned over the years. And of course, we've been going back and having a refresher course of the mechanics of faith, believing, receiving, not doubting, understanding that God works with words. We all understand that, right? And so on. But one of the important aspects of life, the life of faith, is to understand that you're only going to go as far as your soul goes. Your soul is a good thing. It's your mind, your will, and your emotions, and that's good. But you're going to have to understand that you're going to have to deal with that soul. Your soul should be following your spirit, not the other way around. And so we have to get in charge of it and be influenced by our spirit, by the Word of God. We have to be transformed by the renewing of our mind, not conformed by rules and regulations, but transformed by the right things, the Word of God. So religion hasn't really helped us with that all the time. Legalism certainly doesn't help us with that. And many people go back and have to build a new set of truths in their lives if they just come out of religion. Meaning that you could be in a Christian church and still learn a lot of religion. Are you with me? When I'm talking about religion, I'm not talking about it the way the world sees it. I'm talking about the way we see it. We're not a religion.
Right.
This is who we are. Sons of God, daughters of God, see?
Right.
But they call us religion, and then religion is piled on us by things that have nothing to do with what we need to know. Anyway, so we have to do that. And so when I say prosper now, you understand that I'm not just talking about money or things. I'm talking about prosperity being the ability to take the ability of God and bless mankind, which is our commission. We all have mandates, and we all have the same commission. We have different mandates in life, but we all have the same commission, and that is to be blessed, to be a blessing.
Right.
You're going to have to go ahead and be blessed. You're just going to have to go ahead and do it. And so we should be well in our bodies and uncrowded so that we can be a good family member in the local church. And not just someone who drops by. I love what Pastor Nancy says. She's really been on a roll lately, and she's talking about the fact that every family member has a job in the house. You know, if you have 3 kids in the family, all 3 kids have chores, you know. The other 2 aren't going to put up with one of them not doing them.
Right.
You know, so we all have chores in the house, and we all do them. And in order to do that, you have to have some soul prosperity. You have to understand. You have to have some truths. You have to know what's going on. Now, let's just go ahead and talk about money for a moment. The house is filled with people who believe in prosperity, when I look across the room here. So I want to say some things to you to get you pushed over to the right side for sure. I know most of you are, but maybe somewhere in there might be some spider webs.
Yeah.
That maybe you need to get out so you can move on further.
Yeah.
So If you need money, don't ask for money. Ask why you need money. Are you with me?
Yeah.
Somebody didn't get that, but I'm going to say it again. If you, right now, if you're going, man, I need some money. Okay?
Yeah.
Don't ask for money. You're like, well, that's crazy. I need to ask for money. I don't have, Father, please give me some money. No. Why do you need money? Why don't you have any money is what I'm going for.
Okay, okay.
Why, where is it? Where's your money?
Uh-huh.
So you got, where is it?
Yeah.
Where is what God promised you? You need to ask that question because you're the problem.
Yeah.
I would be the problem, right? Y'all get me.
Yeah.
So now if you do need some money, obviously there's two reasons why. Number one, God has asked you to purchase something that is bigger than what you have in your bank account, or to give something that's bigger. Let's say that God said, I want you to give $1,000 to, I don't know, Bill Winston. We'll just make up somebody here. And you go, man, I don't even have $1,000. Now I know, and I look across the room, most all of you have more than $1,000. I understand that. But let's just say you didn't. Well, then there would be the reason that you need to look into what's going on. For me, I'm looking for millions to do what we need to do. Because we were talking about our new campus yesterday. We're going to have it. Amen. And so, So obviously, that is where you're going to use your faith. But now listen to this second thing. Get this, because I want you to prosper. If it's not God asking you for something, then it could be that you're not bringing in enough money to meet your needs or wants. Okay. Now, that may not be across the board here, but let's just say it is. Let's say you're ready to move up in life. And there's, you're doing okay. You got your groceries, you got your place to live, you got all those things, but you're needing to move up in life. And so you want more, mm-hmm. right? Y'all with me?
Yeah.
Okay. And so, with number one there, with God asking you for something, you use your faith. But with number two, it could be possible. Now just hear me out. It could be possible that you have a wealth autoimmune disease. and you know, you get, yeah, we're all laughing, but let's look into this just a minute. Because where's your chokehold?
Yeah.
Where is your chokehold? So we could really knock some things out tonight if we pick this up. So, people live in poverty of the soul and they don't know it. You know, sometimes I make the mistake of thinking people are lazy. But I think sometimes it's not that they're lazy, but they're, you know, cause you're like, well, they just let everybody else do the work. Everybody knows somebody like that. Golly, the other person's doing all the work and they're just sitting there. We've all felt like that, right? You know somebody. But I think sometimes the person who's not doing anything doesn't have a good enough self-image to do something. So they just sit around and wait for the other people to figure it out. Are you with me? And so we have to change that self-image. You have to get out of the corner. You have to get people out of the corner. You have to get people actually applying what they know and moving in it. So it's not always that people are lazy. They just don't know what to do because they don't trust that they have it in them to get the job done. And so I'm just going to tell you right now, self-worth is low. And they could have feelings of unworthiness, right? Lack of self-love. So what that does, though, is that takes two magnets. It's like two magnets in the repelling direction.
Yeah.
Are you with me? And so the repelling force, it's invisible, but it's powerful and it's a viable deterrent to any connection. In other words, it's pushing away your prosperity. It's pushing away your healing. It's pushing away whatever that is that you really want to draw. your favor, whatever it could be. It's pushing that away from you instead of getting it to you, because you're stagnant, or you're having this autoimmune reaction. You're pushing away what's really yours, okay? So, unworthiness, lack of self-love, they're that invisible force field, and they repel prosperity and hold people in poverty. And sometimes it's not always just, I mean, you could sit here and maybe see it real plain on some people, and maybe not so much on other people. Okay? All right. Y'all here?
Yeah.
Okay, so here's the problem. What we have is sometimes, you got to grab this now, sometimes a person's skill set, say skill set, is greater than the level of negative magnetic influence that is lurking within. So they have this unworthiness in here, but their skill set is higher, so they end up prospering for a while, and then they'll hit a low.
Okay.
Come on.
Yeah.
And then they'll come back up.
Yeah.
And then they'll hit a low.
Yeah.
It's not sustainable.
Okay.
Their prosperity, their health is not sustainable because of what the force that's in here. The skill sets are wonderful. And they'll be proven to be true. But if they don't come along and change what's going on the inside, we all know that our world is run by the spirit world. And so you got to get in there and change this thing. And you got to change and know who you are. Okay. So you have the season of prosperity, and then you see them go down, and then they don't have any money, and then you see them come up, and so then they're doing really bad. And listen, and then people say, well, you know, Pastor, the economically things have been really bad, or the markets go down. Oh, really? Because I didn't think we based our prosperity on the market. Right?
Yeah.
So, you know, I have some friends who have their ministry in the business world, and they never go down.
Yeah.
And I've seen all sorts of stuff fluctuate, but because of their faith in God, and because they believe it'll be there, customers keep coming, and they keep coming, even in bad times, they keep coming, because they believe in it, and they believe in who they are, and most of all, they're trusting God for what they have, and they know, and they do know who they are. So, if you're going to move up and stay sustainable in all the areas, in your health, in your wealth, then I suggest you go ahead and deal with soul issues. And I'm going to even go out there and say this, in your relationships, if you want better relationships, deal with the soul issues.
Yeah.
Amen. Okay, so just a few pointers, and then we're going to dig in with a few steps here. Get past persecution.
Mm-hmm.
Get past it.
Yeah.
I'm just going to tell you right now, we are in God's will in this church.
Amen.
We are called here as a prophetic voice and a stake in the ground of word of faith.
Yeah.
It's who we are. It doesn't matter whether we have 1,000 or 50 of us. It doesn't matter, or 100. What matters is that we keep our stake in the ground and keep going with what God told us to go with. And we'll help people, and some people will leave, and some people will come, and some people will leave, and all things will come and go. But as long as we keep planting the seeds, then this core of people, we're on the right track.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So, we're going to have to know that we will be persecuted for believing the prosperity message.
Yep.
which is ridiculous because you have to be an idiot not to want the prosperity message. And excuse me for being frank about that, but the truth is how you gonna help anybody if you don't have some prosperity?
True.
And you know all about that. Mm-hmm. It's okay to have nice things.
Sure is.
They just don't need to have you.
Right.
Now, so, but here's the thing. The test will come. The test will come. Can you give up the nice thing?
Yeah.
Or is it your God?
Mm-hmm.
Or the test will come. Are you really responsible for the nice thing? God gave me a brand new car, got me a brand new car, so nice, I love my new car. 3 weeks later, you're going around the corner and the Dr. Pepper cans are flying around in it and, you know, and all that. You didn't pass the test. The test is to keep what God gave to you nice. Okay, I'm not going to harp on that. Y'all know this stuff, but the next thing would be learn some humility. Humility lets others take a bow while you take a seat. It's honor in action and love authenticated. And that's what we're looking for. Real humility. Not humility that puts me down. Humility that lifts you up. That's real humility. Humility doesn't have to brag or try to prove who we are to anyone. Right? Amen. So those are just a few pointers there. The thing about humility is you recognize your need without condemning yourself.
That's good.
You don't condemn yourself over it. I'm bad. I just know I'm bad. I'm a loser. Okay. You don't put yourself down. Now, here's the bottom line. This is where I want to go tonight. You learn to love yourself so you can have a prosperous soul. Now listen. Let's just go ahead and be real deep and frank here. Don't sit here right now and think, I love myself. Maybe. But maybe you do need some work. I do.
I do too.
I want to get it all out and go all the way with God. Amen. So, one of the things we want to do is get rid of the sin consciousness. I did that wrong, and then I did that wrong, and then I did that wrong, and then I overspoke on that, and then you just stay on it, and stay on it, and stay on it, and stay on it, when Jesus paid. And it's an insult to Him not to move on. Amen. You got to build a relationship with the Lord in a way that you're able to run to Him, take the correction, be a self-corrector, get your grace, and move on. And not keep going, Lord, you know, I'm so sorry, and I'm just messed up, and the next day, you just need to go, Lord, look, I did this. And He's like, I know. I knew it way before you told me. He just wants you to talk to Him. He just wants you to have a communication with Him. That's why He says if you confess your sins, He's faithful and just to forgive you. He's already forgiven you. You just are connecting with that. Amen. And then take the correction and be a self-corrector. One of the things that I love being raised by Pastor John was that how the way that He loved me and trained me caused me to self-correct. Mm-hmm. I would just go to Him and say, you know what, Pastor? And He'd go, yeah, you're all right. Let's go. And he would tell me. Or if I stepped out of line, these were His words. I'd say, Pastor, da, da, da. He'd say, you are you? In other words, you're stepping over your boundary right here, girl. That's not your decision. You know, he knew how to say things that I could pick up a cue. Well, God's that way. God's that same way. He'll give you the cues. He'll tell you. He'll show you. Amen. All right. So you have to find out how much God loves you and how it was worth it to Him to pay the price. He paid quite a price for you. So we need to act like it. We need to act like who we are. So here's the question. How do I learn to love myself? How do I do that? What is the process out of the prison of poverty and sickness? And you know, I'm using poverty. I'm sure that none of us are homeless here and yada, yada, yada. But I'm using that where there's any place where something's lacking. Okay. So how are you going to get out of that into what you need to be? How can you become a prosperous soul? So I'm going to give you 8 simple, profound steps on how to learn to love yourself and walk out of anything that's causing you to have any spirit of lack or guilt or frustration or just self-hate, okay? Just the whole thing here. So number one, discover who God says you are. This is going to be so simple, but so true. So, you know, there's just hundreds of scriptures that'll tell you who you are. Yeah. Hundreds of them. And they'll tell you that God's your daddy. The Apostle Paul said we call him Abba in Romans 8, right? Yeah. Abba means daddy. Yeah. Uh-huh. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So all we have to do, and think about this. You're seated on a throne.
That's right.
Next to Jesus.
Right.
In the spirit realm. That's a pretty high position. That's pretty good. It's time to think about those kind of things. God has lifted you up. He quickens you. Yes. You're alive. You now have Zoe life. He calls you son.
Yes.
He calls you daughter.
Right.
He calls you his. And it's a covenant. And if anybody messes with you, he's ready.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
I had a little incident in Switzerland. I stepped out in front of a bicycler and he slid on his brakes and started cussing me out. And my son could not take it. And he goes after the guy and Deb backed him up.
I was placating the guy.
I said, I'm really sorry. But he wouldn't take my apology. And so it kept going. But, you know, and I just certainly didn't want Toby to get in a fight or anything. But I appreciated it. He said, nobody cusses my mama. You know, it's that kind of thing. He was hot.
You know.
But think about how much more God thinks about you. Don't mess with my kid.
Yeah. Right.
Don't touch my kid. Don't touch my anointed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, the funny thing about the guy is the next morning we were leaving, we were in a cab. They're electric. They're these little electric looking bread trucks because in this resort we were in, they didn't have any cars. You couldn't drive a car. And so the guy's on the bicycle and we're in the thing and he's behind us and the taxi won't let him by. I said, don't mess with the prophet. No. No, I'm kidding. But I thought about that. I thought, bless God. Thank God that my baby honors me.
Yeah.
But thank God how much our daddy honors us.
Absolutely.
You're going to mess with this girl? You're going to be messing with Father God.
Right.
Okay. Now, so discover who God says you are. You're the righteousness of God. You're in a high place. You're in a high position. Number two, envision yourself as God sees you. Remember this. We always talk about this, so I'm not going to take very long on this. I just want to coach you a little bit more. Keep that imagination going. See how God sees you. Envision what God is thinking about you. Get enough scripture that you know what he's thinking about you. Look at the different things. I mean, think about, remember Balak and Balaam, and he wanted him to curse Israel, and it couldn't happen. That's how you need to see you. He can't curse me. I'm blessed.
Amen.
You can't curse what's blessed.
Amen.
You need to get that kind of attitude. Curse, you can't come. I'm blessed.
That's right. Yeah.
That's the kind of attitude. Oh, I wouldn't talk like that. I would.
Yeah.
I would talk like that because that's who we are.
That's who we are.
God works with words. The spirit world works with words.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
And so you envision yourself as God sees you. Use your imagination. Imagine that you're strong and courageous like Joshua. Not just somebody hiding and going, I'm not going to make it. Joshua was given three steps. Don't let the book depart from your mouth. Stay with it. B, meditate on it day and night. And C, do what's written in there. These three things can radically change the course of your life.
Yeah.
Amen. Just look in the book. See who you are. It's a mirror of who you are. And talk it. This is who I am. I'm strong in the Lord and the power of his might.
Amen.
Yeah, yeah.
Amen. Jesus became poor so that I could be rich. I am the head and not the tail. I'm above only. I am not beneath.
Amen.
My well's not going dry. I have a covenant of water.
Mm-hmm.
I have a covenant with God. Spirit of God speaks to me. And you'd be saying these things to yourself. Church, the enemy throws up a flip chart to every one of us every day. When I woke up yesterday, he was going for me. You're just a failure. All this stuff trying to come into my head. I'm not a failure.
No, you're not.
You're not a failure.
Nope, we're not.
And we're not taking it.
That's right.
But don't think those are your thoughts.
Amen, that's right.
Yeah.
If they are, this is the time tonight to get them out.
That's right.
Start using your imagination.
Yeah.
Recognize that that's not you.
Yeah.
Good.
Praise the Lord. So envision, right?
Yes.
Find out what God says about you and talk it.
Yes.
Talk it. Well, aren't we just being arrogant? Oh, come on. By now, don't you know?
Yeah.
Religious people think you're being arrogant, but you're not.
Mm-mm.
He said it over in Deuteronomy that you were first, not last.
Yeah.
That's what he said.
Yeah.
You're like, well, y'all just think you're somebody. Well, God thinks we're somebody.
That's right.
That's the point. Train your tongue to talk as though you believe what God says more than what you see or feel.
Yes.
That's right.
So good.
Train your tongue.
Train your tongue. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Envision. Talk to yourself. Number three, recount the sins and failures troubling you and ask for forgiveness. And you're like, oh, wait a minute. No, you do want to do this when you're getting junk out of your soul. So deal with the things that are bugging you. That's what this means. Once you deal with it, if it comes back up, say, no, I did that. I forgave them.
Right, yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, that's already gone. Remember what you did. No, I don't. Neither does God. But deal with it if it comes up. If you hurt someone's feelings, ask the Lord, do I need to ask them to forgive me, Lord, or do I need to? Sometimes you just need to let things go.
Right, yeah.
But sometimes you need to go and ask the person to forgive you or say, could we please have a conversation? We need to get things straightened out. Or maybe you messed up on you and God and finances. Go and talk to God about the finances. What'd you do? You know, in the Bible, it says that if you forget to tithe, you have to go back and pay. There's a percentage there that you're supposed to pay. And with us, you know, we just need to get back on it.
Yeah,
all we got to do is just get back on it and just keep going. But go and talk to God about it. What did I do? Why does it seem like there's lack right now, Lord? Show me the last thing you told me to do and I will do it. Just go find out. And if you've done something wrong or you've had a wrong attitude, just go to the Lord and get it right.
Amen.
Start dealing with it. Maybe you need to talk to the Lord about how you see yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You're not some little worm.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
You're important to God. Amen. This okay so far?
Yes.
So if you've had some failures, we all have.
Yep.
We've all fallen short somewhere. But, I shouldn't have done that. Forgive me, Lord. Is there anything you want to say to me about it? You want to show me something? What's the best way for me to correct this? And then correct it and go on. All right. Now, You cannot conquer what you refuse to confront. Okay? You're not going to conquer it. You can cover it up all you want to. You can keep putting everything on top of it or getting distracted, but you're going to have to deal with your personality, your character, how you really feel, what kind of rejection you suffered. You have to deal with it, church. You can't just cover it up with the word. You get it out with the word.
Come on. That's right.
That's good.
Ask the Lord about it. Ask the Lord, what happened? Why do I feel this way? Why does rejection, what does a certain rejection bother me? And the Lord will show you. There's not a person within the sound of my voice that has not been rejected, even by your parents, teachers, all sorts of people. You felt rejection. And you can come out of that rejection.
Yeah.
There's covert rejection where people overprotected you and did everything for you, and now you feel like you don't know how to do anything. And then there's overt rejection where they said, get out of here. We don't want to have anything to do. You know, blah, 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 blah. Are all these things that mount up? Yeah, my mother didn't want me. Well, I'm sure a lot of people feel like that. Well, you know, my dad was a scam. Well, this father isn't.
Amen.
This one isn't.
That's right.
Amen. You have to deal with these things then for you. Remember the story about the guy who had the two guys that had the alcoholic dad?
Yes.
One guy, twin brothers, one of the guys had a wonderful life and made something out of himself. And they said, What made you turn out so good? How did you do this? And he said, well, my dad was a failure, was an alcoholic, and I made my decision I was not going to be like that. The other guy was worse than his dad. And they asked him, well, why did you turn out like that? And he said, well, my excuse is my dad was like that, so that's why I'm like that.
Yeah.
See, it's going to be your choice. It's going to be your choice whether you get over what mom and dad did, whether you get over what the world's trying to tell you. It's going to be your choice. It's going to be your choice if you say, girls can't do anything. Mexican people are in the back. Black people are in the back. Blonde-headed women are no good. Whatever it is, blondes are stupid. Whatever the theory is that people have, right? He's like, uh-uh. You're going to have to say no to all that.
Yeah, it's true.
Y'all are just a bunch of country bumpkins out there in Texas. I really don't hear that very often. All through Italy. You're from Texas? Awesome. Everybody wants to go to Texas. Yeah. There used to be a song that said, when I die, I may not go to heaven, but Texas is pretty close. No, we want to go to heaven. But these things you'll have to deal with. What caused you to feel like that? And now let's get self out of the center that's suffering and move Christ into the center.
Mm-hmm.
And you go free.
Yeah.
That's how you get out of rejection. You move yourself out of the center.
Yeah.
And you say, no, Jesus in the center. I win.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah, but I just feel like I feel like I'm crippled. Well, come on out.
Yes.
Come on out, because you're not.
That's right.
Amen. Every one of us in here can give a story.
Yeah.
Every one of us.
Yeah.
I was born 5 years after Sissy, okay? That ought to tell you something. I might have been an accident. Right? But to God, I'm no accident.
No,
see, you probably have a story like that too. My mother, from the time I was a little bitty kid, my mother was in the hospital all the time. I suffered the rejection of her not being there all the time. I mean, when I was 5 years old, they came in and told me she's probably not coming back. She'll probably die. So I suffered that. I can remember those things. I suffered wondering if she was going to make it, and it brought on a rejection thing for me.
Mm-hmm.
But man, I'm so glad. When I was 9 years old, I got saved.
Yeah.
And I went on and went on and went on and made progress and made progress and made progress till I was like, no, God's my daddy.
Yeah. Right.
God loves me. Yes. Now my mama and daddy love me, of course. Yes. But the truth is we all suffer those kind of things. Maybe a teacher snapped at you and it just broke you. It's that easy sometimes with people. Mm. But no.
Amen.
No, you don't have to live in that.
That's
Amen.
Right.
Praise the Lord. I know those sound real simple, but we can come through. Mm-hmm. So figure out the failures. Go back and don't figure them out. Let the Lord tell you.
Yeah.
Let me say it that way.
Yeah.
He'll show you. Go, there's a little place right there. That's where you're missing it. Okay, Lord, let's get that out.
Yeah.
Let's get that out. Because people will go back and tell you, you know, when I was young, such and such happened to me. I've heard more stories about abuse than you can imagine. I've heard a lot, and I sympathize with every person.
Yeah.
But the truth is we can't let someone who hurt us 50 years ago ruin the rest of our lives.
Right.
We have to move forward and let it go. And I just want to say I admire Joyce Meyer probably more than anybody.
Yeah.
I mean, she was seriously taken advantage of, and she went on to have victory after victory after
yes.
victory after victory, and how grateful we are. Praise the Lord. All right. Now, so the next one here, remember, you're going to have to confront it. What's going on with me? Oh, okay. Okay. The Lord just stopped me right there. I got to say one more thing. I was dealing with this today. You need to ask yourself this. Lord, am I selfish?
Yeah.
You are looking at me like, There are so many of you are sitting like this with your arms like this. It's interesting. You should see behind y'all. Protection. Are you selfish? You're going to have to ask yourself that. Is it just all about me? Is it just all about what I want? Do I just want everybody to do what I want them to do? Can I give something up for other people? Can I help make someone else happy? Or is it, it's going to go my way. We're going where I want to go. We're going to do what I want to do. We're going to live how I want to live, and this is how it's going to be. Listen, I'm going to tell you something. Have you ever heard this saying? If mama ain't happy, nobody's happy.
Yeah.
That needs to get out of your house.
Amen.
Mama doesn't rule.
That's right.
God does.
That's right. That's good.
Mama shouldn't have that privilege. Everybody should get to be happy. It shouldn't be we're going to do what mama says because mama's the boss. Mama not the boss. Well, I know, but she throws the most fits, so. This is it. Peace at any price. Whoever throws the biggest fit, everybody's going to bow to them. The baby of the family wants the sippy cup. Everybody run get it. You know,
yeah.
Us the baby. So anyway, are we selfish? How's your wife feel about it? How's your husband feel about it? How do your children feel about it? How's your pastor feel about it? How do you feel about it? Maybe you want to ask yourself that, because that could clear out some things that would cause prosperity to break through. If you really answered your commission, knew who you were, and you were able easily to walk in humility and take a seat while someone else is getting blessed. That's how it should roll with us. That's how it should roll with us. Amen. All right. Number four, ask Jesus to show you your sins from his perspective. You're going to love this one. Ask Jesus to show you your sins from his perspective. It is a merciful perspective.
Yeah.
Jesus is vicious when dealing with the devil. The devil is vicious when dealing with you.
Yeah.
The devil's yelling at you, guilty, loser, failure, you're not going to make it. But Jesus says, no. We're going to turn this failure into something great.
Amen.
We're going to turn beauty, ashes into beauty.
Yeah.
We're going to turn your mourning into dancing.
Yes.
We're going to fix this thing. It'll be all right, baby. Come on. Come on with me. I've got this. Come here, son. We've got this. We could turn this thing around. That's his perspective. He's not going, this is what we used to say all the time. We're bad. We know we've been bad. You know, when we're acting like heathens, that's how we're, yeah, we're bad. We know we're bad. We felt bad. But the truth is, Jesus is not like that. He's not seeing you through that. He sees you through victory. Start getting that perspective. No, he loves me no matter what. Who loves you no matter what?
Jesus
does. Who's going to be on your side every time? Jesus. And probably a whole lot of people who love Jesus will be on your side. Amen. Praise the Lord. See how Jesus sees it. Number five, ask Jesus about clean up and closure and take action. Clean up and closure. If you need to ask someone to forgive you, do it. If you need to go get back in God's plan, get back in his plan. If you need to change your attitude, do it. Just say, you know what? I'm going to change my attitude. This is wrong. I'm just being selfish about this. I don't know about you, but I don't have any room to stay in that self pit. I have people to look after and things to do, and I can't just stay in this place where, you know, it's all about me. I can't just say, gosh, don't they know who I am? We can't live like that. I don't have room for that. I have to respect other people and love other people and honor other people. And Karen, I don't have time to throw a pity party. I don't have time to say, this needs to go my way. I don't have time for it to go my way. I just have time for it to go God's way. So I have some authority here. And tonight, I came into the praise and worship, and they were singing a song, and I couldn't go for it. So I came to the praise and worship leader, and I said, this is not going to work. They were so thrilled that we cut it. Nina, it was too low for Nina, and she's like, yes. Okay, I'm going to prove a point here. And so they fixed it and sang a song, and now they got some new stuff going, and you're going to enjoy it. But I have to tell you, I don't enjoy all of the praise and worship songs. But some of you like them. So I try not to just pick everything I like. You understand? I mean, we do this weekly. Most of the time I don't pick them, but they're shared with me. And I like, Jesse says, well, what are you going to preach on, Pastor? Because then we could go that way. And that's a good thought, because there's always a match to a service. And a lot of times it's in the music. And a lot of times something will catch Holy Ghost fire if you have the preacher and the singer backed up singing and doing the right thing. Nancy says it's how the preacher can step off into an anointing, see? So we want to do that. At the same time, I can sense when you all are rising up in worship and I'm going, yeah. What do I have to do? Worship. Choose. Get into it. And let me tell you something. I preach at a lot of churches over all these years. And I enjoy our church the best. And the praise and worship the best. I've sat through the most miserable praise and worships by faith. And then had to get up and preach after they talked about how poor and naked everybody was. Defeated and all those kind of things. And I'm standing there, and I could feel Deb next to me going, oh, Jesus. And Danny and Amanda would be behind them, or Danny and Jordan would be behind me, and I could feel them going, Pastor, really loving this. And Brandon Holler was with us with one of the events, and he was going, he leaned over to somebody and said, I bet Pastor Roxanne is really loving this. And so, but what do? You behave yourself. and you get in there and you do what you got to do.
That's right.
So it's not always about what, how much authority you have, and how, and if, even if you do get to choose, these guys will do anything I want them to do. They're that submitted. But I don't choose to run that into the ground.
Yeah. No, no, you.
I want to know their opinions. I want to know what they think. I want to know what's going on. That's the kind of people we have to be, and I had to develop that. We have to develop that with people. We can't just come into church and get ready to praise and worship and start singing, "It's all about me." It's not. It's all about Jesus. And it's all about each other, that we love each other and we're able to watch and see how each other are all going to respond. Does that make sense? I'm almost through. Okay, so develop a setting. This is number six. Develop a vetting system for yourself, okay? In other words, a truth wall. Make yourself a truth wall. What do you allow yourself to listen to or think about? Because if you get in your bathroom while you're combing your hair and putting your makeup on and you think about how mad Sister Susie made you for 2 hours while you do each lash,
yeah.
Girls,
yeah.
Amen. Or you're out there thinking and you've got your wrench going and you're thinking about how so-and-so ticked you off, and choose my word carefully there, you're wasting your time. Or if you're listening to a bunch of garbage all the time or watching garbage, it builds trails. And if you stay on that, listen, I would recommend you not listen to the news all day long, because a whole lot of it's garbage. Listen to the news of God. Flashpoint, take it in however many doses you can. I don't listen to it every night, but I love them. They're my people, and they're the best if you're going to listen. But I only take so much. I only take so much of it, and then I'm like, no, that's okay. I'm done. Right? Amen. I love you, Jean. But that's just the truth, you know. Well, what do you listen to? You know, pornography grabs people. And then it sucks them in like alcohol or drugs. And then they want more of it and want more of it and more of it. And then they make excuses about it. It's evil. Well, it's just me and my wife. You're lying to yourself. It is not. But these kind of things. And then there's so many things. Okay. Yeah. Listen, watch your TikTok intake.
Yeah.
If you're just. You know, you might want to watch out what's grooving there. Make a vetting system. And what is the truth? What, you know, you probably have friends that go to all different kinds of churches, but what's your truth wall?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Yeah.
Mark 4:24, Jesus said this, take heed what you hear.
Yeah.
With the same measure you use, it will be measured to you, and to you who hear, more will be given. You have developed, most of you get this, algorithms. You're like the internet. You know how you look at something and it shows up on your page in a little commercial on the side? I just said, I want to take a river cruise sometime. And over here pops up, river cruises. No. Uniworld River Cruises. Or what's the one we like on PBS all the time? The River Cruise. Viking River Cruises. They start showing up. Or you look up one little thing. I was like, so we went to Italy, and you can eat bread there all day long, and it doesn't bother you because they use pure flour and all this good stuff, and it's all just good food for you. They use the perfect olive oil, extra virgin, cold press, the first press. I mean, it's all just good food. I mean, we ate pizza and what do you call that stuff? Spaghetti, all that kind of stuff all the time. And I never eat that stuff here. Well, not never, but rarely nowadays. But over there, I was like, man, this is good. So I bought some Italian flour when I got home. Okay? And now you know what's showing up on my computer?
Oh, brother.
See, but algorithms, whatever you're putting in there is going to put a path. What are you thinking about when you lay down at night? What's your plan? Do you have a plan? Are you thinking about God or thinking about God, or are you just thinking about whatever? Get a truth wall. Get a plan. If you're a worrier, you're going to invite more worriers. You're going to start worrying more if you lay there and worry. How are we going to do it? What am I going to do? You have your answer. His name is Jesus. You've got the Holy Ghost.
That's right.
All right. Get some thoughts going on that support spiritual influences that you need in your life. Listen, angels and demons both travel at the speed of thought. So you pick what you're going to think about. All right. Number 7, make and memorize a list of 5 most profound things Jesus says about you. Make a list and memorize what Jesus thinks about you. If you ponder about what Jesus says about you, you'll create new neural pathways in your brain. This is what Jesus says about me. There are roads to your brain, church.
Yeah.
A thought about a certain subject will forge its way. It'll forge a pathway into your thinking. And it makes it easier for you to think about it the next time. The road will widen.
Yeah, right.
So don't let the wrong thing get in there and make a wide road. Amen.
Good.
Whatever you cultivate in your mind will dominate. Then you'll see if you have a prosperous soul or not. You're like, I don't know how we're going to make it. Just don't know. I don't know. We're not making ends meet. Sorry, Lord, I can't tithe because we're not making ends meet. So there you went. Now you're messed up on that. And now you're exposing yourself to the enemy. And then now, and now we're going to lose our place. And cycle. And there you don't have a prosperous soul. But you can stop every bit of that. No, I'm going to do what's right. And then you keep going and God comes in and the devourer is rebuked and you move up. One of the things that I've seen in my time of being a pastor is girls, ladies falling for the wrong guy. It's a big deal. And I'm not saying the men don't do that too, but they'll get totally off the path for just to get to fall in love. And they'll pick someone who will, they'll get in a cycle. They'll pick abusive people because they feel unworthy. So they're going to pick someone who beats them or whatever, just so they can feel like they're getting punished for the crummy person they are. And they'll go through these cycles over and over, and that man will be gone and they'll get another one just like it. And then that man will be gone and then they hurt everybody around them, and it's just a cycle all the time. What is that? It's exactly what I'm talking about. They don't have any worth about themselves. They have a spirit of rejection and they keep on drawing people who have that same kind of spirit. And people usually can lord over them.
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you something. I have had a few friends who actually said no and said, you're cute, you're sweet, and I actually love you, but you're not going to let me off. I'm not getting off the path and letting you rule what Jesus told me to do. And I don't mean to be picking on women. I'm sure that happens to men. I've just, in my personal life, I've seen that more, that it happens the other way around, that the temptation's stronger there. But you know, God's got a godly man for every woman that wants one. And I'm just going to go ahead and tell you something, and I hope you get what I'm telling you right now. It's so important. God didn't create God, men, women.
Yeah.
He created God, men, and women.
Yeah.
He did create God, husband, wife.
Yeah.
God, husband, wife, but not God, men, women. That's wrong. husbands do have a spiritual authority, and they need to be humble enough to use it and love their wives. That is the truth. But just men ruling over women was not what God intended. I thank God for Brother Copeland. He's a man that is a man that is a man. And he taught us the truth about that and changed our lives forever. Praise God for that.
Amen.
God is so good. Praise the Lord. All right. Here's the last one. Ask how your attributes should affect your actions. Ask how your attributes should affect your actions and do accordingly no matter how you feel. Isn't that good?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ask how your attributes, all these things that God thinks about you, all the good stuff about you, should affect your actions. Act like who you are.
Yes. That's good.
No matter how you feel. Remember that list that you're going to memorize about how Jesus thinks about you?
Yeah.
Then take that very list and act like who you are.
Come on.
That's who you need to act like. I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus.
Yeah.
I'm prosperous.
Yeah.
I'm the head and not the tail. I'm above only and not beneath. Blessing is going to overtake me right now today. I'm blessed right now. Get out of my way.
That's right. That's right.
This is who I am. This is who God said I am. There's neither Jew nor Greek nor male nor female in the body of Christ. We are accepted in the beloved.
That's so good.
That's who we are. It's who Jesus said we were.
Right.
He said we're sons of God. And that we could call on Holy Spirit who would teach us how to draw near. Right? This is who we are. We're a success going somewhere to happen. We're the children of Abraham.
Yes.
We're the faith people.
Come on.
And I'm going to tell you something right now. I'm wealthy.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm healthy.
Yes.
That's who God says I am.
That's right.
I am strong.
Yes.
The Bible says let the weak say I'm strong. Anywhere you are, I'm strong. Isn't it? Me and Deb sing this song all the time. I'm strong in the Lord and the power of His might. I'm strong in the Lord and the power of His might. I'm strong in the Lord and the power. We just go around singing, I'm strong in the Lord and the power of His might.
Yeah.
We're strong.
Yeah.
And I've been saying this for years. I cannot be defeated and I will not quit.
Amen.
The only losers are quitters.
That's right.
And I refuse to quit. Mm-hmm. I'll not stop doing what I'm doing until God Almighty tells me to change positions. And when He tells me to change my position and do something different, I will. But until He tells me, there's not going to be a persecution or anything else that is going to drive me out of what God called me to do. And that is my mandate, to tell people that God is good.
Yes. Yes. That's right.
And to shepherd this church.
Amen. Amen.
And to preach the gospel around the world and send finances and everything else where they need to go and help make America great again.
Yes. Amen.
And I'm telling you, we're winning.
Yes.
We're winning. It's happening. Praise the Lord. I'm happy. Done. Preach myself happy.
Amen.
Act on your God thoughts and not your feelings. Your feelings, although important, are great servants but terrible masters. If you've been in poverty mentality most of your life, this won't feel real at first when you start confessing it. But eventually, in about 30 days, you're going to believe you're prosperous. Stop looking at what's in there. One of the things I learned, church, and it took me a little while to learn this about the church. I would watch the finances. And then I'd be like, and they make you want to pull back, make you want to pull back. And it's like one day, this is years ago, the light came on. Stop doing that.
Yeah.
If God told you to do it, just do it and the money will be there. It's been there ever since and it's gone up, 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 up. It happened.
Yes.
It'll happen to you.
Yeah.
Just stop focusing on it. On the not enough.
Come on.
Yeah. Stop focusing on the not enough.
That's good.
I feel like there's some things that I want to do right now, and it's over $500,000 personal things that I want to do right now. But I can't look at that. I'm just going to have to look at God wanting me to do it. It's up to Him to provide. I'm not the provider. I'm the doer. I'm the hands, I'm the feet, but He's the provider. And He'll do it. And I'm going to tell you something. He has ways. I love that scripture that Debbie read to us Sunday morning. That scripture that said, when you're worshiping God, the riddles will be solved. They would just worship God. He'll come in and tell you. I'm telling you, He gave me an idea it was a real simple thing, but Miss Pauline donated all of her fabric to, we have friends that work for KCM, Yvette and
Sergio.
And so, but they also have they work for KCM, but they have a ministry in Nuevo Laredo, and they built this.
Juarez,
okay. They built this facility down there, and they have the Mexican ladies, meaning Mexicoan ladies, come. They built a facility for them to sew and create products. And so Miss Pauline donated all of her quilt stuff, and it's piled up, and I'm worshiping God, and I was like, how are we going to get all that to them this time, like to the Believers Convention? You know, it's a lot of stuff to put in our car. And so I was worshiping God, and I heard the Lord say, space bags. And I was like, of course, space bags. You just put them on a space bag, vacuum the air out of it. It's all flat, and we can fit all of them.
Amen.
Now, I mean, that may not be a big thing to you, but just those little things are important. That took something off my plate. God just showing you how to fix something. God just showing you what to do. A lot of times God just showed me what to do through John. He just has the answer. I'm like, and He goes, let's do this. Oh yeah, okay. Praise the Lord. Thank God for John. Hallelujah. Praise God. Y'all receive this tonight? Let's do these things. Start thinking about how Jesus sees you, church. You're good. You're good. Get rid of that old junk.
Yes.
Prosper. Say this, I'm wealthy. And
I'm healthy.
I can do the will of God. I'm strong in the Lord. And in the power of His might.
I'm a success.
I love people.
People love me.
I'm favored by God.
I'm blessed.
I'm blessed. Thank you, Jesus. I'm blessed. God loves you. We love you. Stay in victory. Bye-bye. Yes. Praise the Lord.
Glory.
Well, glory to God. Let's receive our finances tonight. Hallelujah. We'll receive our tithes and offerings. Thank you, Jesus, for them. I have not asked Danny about the victory by the foot, but I guess it's going well. And I'm not looking, because I'm just believing by faith that the day we leave that we'll have the finances there to do the floors. It's going to be there in Jesus' name. These floors are going to be brand new. They're going to look beautiful. $7 a square foot if you want to put in on it. I'm sure you take up more than one, so. No, just kidding. I'm kidding. Do what God tells you to do. Father, we thank you for the tither and the giver. And we thank you, Lord, you show us what to do with all that we do in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. We receive back, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give into our pockets. Thank you, Lord, for divine opportunities. The wealth of the wicked is laid up for the just. And we receive it so that we can be a blessing in this world and push darkness out in Jesus' name. Amen. Come on. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. If you want to give via text message, you can text VCHL and the amount you want to give to 73256. Click the link and complete your gift. And it will be done.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I speak grace over you, Larry Wallace. Grace to come on through. Grace 5 times. Grace, 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 grace. It's there for you. Take it. Your plate gets overloaded sometimes. God's going to clear that tray off. It's time to go back into ease in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. See, divine opportunities in Jesus' name. I just see right now something as if it's tapping on the window and about to move to the door. About to move to the door. Just be ready for it in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I see you pulling up an umbrella. And it's not to get out of something. It's some good protection from anything that could come along. You've put yourself in a safe place, and it is in God. And you're going to enjoy the journey in this protection that God has for you. I would say that you could truly say, 1,000 may fall at my side and 10,000 at my right hand, but it will not come near me. None of your finances will be touched, and your body will not be touched. You're healed in the name of Jesus, and the people around you, particularly your mother and father, their youth is going to be renewed in Jesus' name, bringing forth something fresh for them in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. All your children, all of your children are blessed in Jesus' name. All of them in the name of Jesus. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Somebody real close to you is going to get a fresh start. They're needing a fresh start, and you're going to lay your eyes on them and go, yep, it's them. I call a fresh start for them in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. We praise you and we give you glory. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Now, one of your brothers just barely tipping his toe into the truth, and the Lord's going to push him in the water in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. What was hard is now going to become easy. Whatever was hard will now push through and be easy. Spirit of ease, fresh oil, come upon the family, come upon the business in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. And an increase in divine authority. Speaking the truth. The increase in divine authority. Call what you want. It's yours in Jesus' name. You've made it over some mountains. You push some things out. You're in a clearing, and now you can move forward. And there's more prosperity for you in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. There's a new light coming on lake life. There's a new freshness about lake life. There's a way that lake life is going to be a ministry and an enjoyment for not just family, but even for some other people around you. Be watching and looking for it. I'm going to bless the lake life in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Believe bigger. Believe bigger. It's time. Start believing bigger. Just keep saying, I am who you say I am, and I have what you said I could have. Just start saying those words. Just start believing those words. Prosperity is upon you. You don't need to know where it's going to come from. Just believe it in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. That thing that would try to come back and be an affliction another time, it's gone in Jesus' name. It's leaving you right now in the name of Jesus. I speak to the spirit life behind that. I cast it out in the name of Jesus. You are healed from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. The book of James says, and the elders lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. And in the name of Jesus, by faith in Jesus Christ and the oil of the anointing, I declare healing. Come up in Jesus' name. Come up in your prosperity. Come up in your health in the name of Jesus. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Seeing windows of opportunity, they've already been good. Flying open. Major progress with ease in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. There's some clouds of favor developing around you. God's favoring you, and he's going to lift you up and take you to the next level in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. 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 I'm going to put a fresh anointing on your life, and angels are going to sing with you. Amen. Angels are going to come in in your prayer life in a different way. You'll be more aware of angels. As the glory of God begins to manifest in the awakening, you'll be right in the center of it. You've been called for such a time as this, and you will see everything rise up the way it's supposed to be. This is what I hear the Lord saying. Sing them to you.
Amen.
Sing them to you. Amen. Call them in with your voice in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. That development that you're dealing with, I've fixed it, says the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord.
Praise God.
God sang when he created the world.
Yes, yeah.
I believe he sang it.
Amen.
I believe he sang Light Be in his native tongue, which is Hebrew. I believe he sang it. And I believe we can, like the little boy said to the Nicole Kidman in Australia, I'll sing you to me. You remember that? He'll sing. He'll do it. It's time for God winks. Let's stand up. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God is good. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Fresh revelation. Fresh revelation. Jesus' name. Father, we thank you that we're the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath. Blessing is overtaking us today. We're blessed in the city. We're blessed in the field. Everything we put our hands to do prospers. And Father dear, as we go out of here, we thank you that we are no longer victims, but victors in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Love y'all. Amen. Love you.
Amen.